There is no poetic prowess prerequisite required to attend the Haiku Conference at the Penn Museum this Friday and Saturday. Let's learn more from conference host Karen Beckman, professor of cinema and modern media at Penn's Department of the History of Art. Professor Beckman, thanks for joining us on NewsWorks tonight.
Thanks very much for having me.
All right, what does haiku mean in this context?
So haiku is an acronym. The acronym stands for the Humanities and the Arts in the Integrated Knowledge University. And the conference is really an effort to think about what the place of the humanities and the arts as distinct things in the wider university. So what are the relevance of these areas, not only for the kind of more creative aspects of the university, but for the sciences and for the engineering school and the dental school and the medical school. So what is the place of the way that we think in the humanities and the way that we practice arts?
And as you're at Penn, how does that university continue to evolve in its thinking about those interrelationships?
Well, I think for Penn, one of the key priorities of our president, Amy Gutman, right now is the integration of knowledge. And I think it's an open question. What does that mean? How much specialized knowledge do you have to be able to have in one area in order to be able to integrate knowledge from other areas? And can people from really specialized areas, so can highly trained musicians really speak at a high-level way with scientists? So one of the experiments that we have going in this conference is the Daedalus Quartet is going to be playing and in conversation with a neuroscientist who's going to be thinking with them about what happens to the brain when you listen to complex compositions by Beethoven and experience a lot of kind of conflict in the mind and in the music, and how do we speak across those ways of thinking about complexity and conflict.
WHYY-TV recently broadcast a Charlie Rose interview with film director James Cameron. He says the movies allow him to pursue his passion, which is a much more scientific endeavor, that exploring the ocean floor bottom.
Oh, yeah.
Charlie Rose, by way of response, said that's a higher order than to be a mere scientist or a mere artist, but to integrate the fields. Is that part of what this conference is about?
I think part of what we believe is that there is a different way of thinking. And, I think it's you get into very murky waters when you start to give hierarchies to which kinds of thinking are higher than others. But I definitely think there is another way of using our brain that involves thinking across bodies of knowledge and using different parts of the brain. I mean, I think the contemporary university is changing in a lot of different ways, and there are a lot of questions. What are the things that we need to train contemporary thinkers to do? And I think one of those things is being creative with distinct bodies of knowledge in order to generate new ways of thinking in situations that, we may not even be able to imagine yet, so that when our students graduate, they can bring from this kind of creative and flexible intellectual training a way of using their minds that will be, kind of ripe for that moment.
Perhaps the facile criticism is to say introducing these other aspects dilutes the process, whereas others would contend, no, it's actually enriching it.
Exactly. And I think, in some ways there is room for both. I think there is a space for experimentation and trying out different types of creative practice without necessarily saying, I am now committing to being a full-time artist for the rest of my life, but there's something I can learn from making something with my hands that I can use in other areas of my life. It will activate part of my brain. It will allow me to realize that there's different ways of approaching a problem, and I think there are other more conceptual things that students can learn from and faculty can learn from engaging with the arts. So, for example, I think many artists kind of demonstrate that there is a way of responding to problems that don't have answers, or there's a way of acting in the world that isn't necessarily goal-driven, but that is a kind of process. And I think often we find ourselves now looking for the most efficient way or the most conclusive outcome. And I think trying to hold a space open for more amorphous and less teleological practices within the research university is a very valuable thing to do. And I think we can learn something from artists because of that.
Professor Beckman, thanks so much for joining us on NewsWorks tonight.
Thanks.